January 30th, 1857. Battle Creek, Michigan. Letter to Harriet Newall Stevens. Letter to Harriet Stevens, urging her to seek God's guidance on whether to rejoin the staff at the Review Publishing Office in Battle Creek, Michigan. Dear Sister Harriet, we received a letter from Brother John, John Nevins Andrews, yesterday. Enclosed was a line from you. We were glad to hear from you once more. The letter was dated the 5th. We received it the 29th. James is quite well for him. I am not as well as when I was with you. I had been traveling so long in the open air that when brought into a right warm home, I dropped and fainted like a bird. There was no strength in me for more than a week, and have felt drooping and weak ever since my return. Our conference was quite a good one, but there were all kinds. Many came from a distance, and some of them, their hearts were not right, but they were crooked. Some the Lord wrought for and set free. The next Sabbath after this, Brother and Sister Gurney, Heman S. Gurney and Ann Eliza Gurney, came to Battle Creek, Michigan. We had an excellent meeting with them. Brother Gurney seems as good as ever. His testimony went well last Sabbath. Oh, how thankful was I to get home once more. When we were about 9 miles, 14 kilometers, from Battle Creek, the drive wheels ran off the track, and we went several rods with them off. If the small wheels had run off the track, we must have been plunged down an embankment of 6 feet, 2 meters. We had to wait there 5 hours in so short a distance of home. The passengers were all of them hungry, except ourselves. We had 3 pounds, 1.4 kilograms, of crackers. We divided round among them. They had tasted nothing, many of them, since the night before. We found our children very well. Willie, William Clarence White, age 2, is a fat, healthy little fellow, and clings closer than ever to his mother. Jane's, Jane Fraser, health is better than it ever has been since she lived with us. She does the washings and all the housework, and she enjoys peace of mind. Never saw Jane in so good a place. We have felt desirous of attending the conferences appointed in the eastern states, but we see no good way open for our children. Their eternal interest is a great weight and burden to me. Oh, will the Lord save my children, my poor children? I have no evidence that if Henry Nichols White, age 9, or Edson, James Edson White, age 7, should now die, that they would come up in the first resurrection. I carry a burdened heart for them all the time. Oh, that salvation may come to this home, and from the eldest to the youngest may be heard the song of praise. The message to the Laodicean church affects every way, in every sense, and everywhere. The church here is rising. God is working for us. We feel the necessity of working with energy. This message to the church calls for more than common efforts on our own part. A deep interest in our own cases should we feel. We should afflict our souls on our own account, turn our eyes within, and mourn and pray and beg for our salvation. Harriet, my mind is just the same as it was when with you. The Lord has need of thee means something. Enquire and find out what it means. There is need of help in the office, and Harriet, go to God. Find out His will concerning you. Expect that the Lord will teach you. Consecrate yourself wholly to God. Don't rest down, but rise, rise. Live on the plan of addition. Add to your faith virtue, and to virtue knowledge, and to knowledge temperance, and to temperance patience, and to patience godliness, and to godliness, brotherly kindness, and to brotherly kindness, charity. For if these things be in you and abound, they make you that ye shall neither be barren nor unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. 2 Peter 1, verse 5 to 8. The burden of this matter rests with you. God will surely give you the burden of this matter if He calls you to fill so important a place. There is a way open any time that you feel that it is your duty to come. Help is needed, and God forbid that we shall choose that help, but let the Lord choose for us. Then all will be right. Harriet, write me just how you feel. Write me as to a sister. We feel interested for you and would love to have you here. But we want you to know for yourself that you are moving in the counsel of God. Then you can with confidence believe that He has called you to fill the important place, will be near to you to strengthen you, to lend you grace and power to keep yourself in His love, and a sweet satisfaction you will have every day knowing He has called you to the work. He will sustain you, and if you try to keep yourself, He will let you have His approbation and the light of His countenance. Write for the instructor, Harriet.
Dear sister, we think of you all. Would love to see you more than we have ever wished to see you before. We have not forgotten the time or place where Jesus walked through our midst like a mighty, terrible one. Give my love to all the people of God. Our hearts are knit with you. Oh, how I should love to see Sister Mary, Mary J. Loughborough, Sister Orton, Caroline Orton, Drusilla, Drusilla Orton, and Brother Orton, Jonathan T. Orton, and all, and Brother John. Oh, that God may work for him mightily in restoring him to health. May we not expect it? May we not pray and believe for it? I do hope that Angeline Stevens, and John may fully consecrate themselves, that he may do a great work for them. Do let us hear from you often. Write, write. Our hearts are knit together. Much love to your parents, brothers and sisters. Love to Sister Andrews, Sarah L. Andrews, and Brother Andrews, Edward Andrews, and William P. Andrews. I hope you will love God with all his heart, that he may at last eat of the leaves of the tree of life that are for the healing of the nations. Tell him there will be no lame ones there. All will be health.